My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about the best type of content to create during rocky time. So again, we're in the thick of it right now in this COVID-19. We hope everyone's staying safe. So, you know, we'll go ahead and jump into this right now, because typically what you would do when you're creating content, whether it's blog content, video content, you're on a normal cadence. You know, you're talking about the newest, at least for us, you know, Neil and I on this podcast, new tools, new marketing tactics, all this stuff, right? But, you know, when times like this happen, you have to kind of adjust the messaging that you have and think about, you know, truly marketing is thinking about what are people's desires during this time. And a lot of people, they want safety, right? A lot of people, they want to be able to save their business and want to be able to keep the lights on. So, you know, you have to think about how you might adjust your content strategy. And I think one of the smartest things that you can do is, if you're lucky enough to have really, let's say you have a SaaS product and you have special data like ProfitWell, for example, or even this, I'm looking at this website right here, it's go.within.co, and the URL, the subfolder is retail-pulse. You can just search for that. And this agency right here, they spend about $500 million. They manage $500 million in ad spend. And you can see it's showing the different categories. Like e-commerce is just getting crushed right now. You know, fashion's not doing that well. And I think just having data and presenting in a very simple way for people to look at during these times, that is something that is genuinely helpful while not trying to prey on other people. Neil?
You can also use any keyword research tool and type in, you know, industries that you're considering going after, and you'll start seeing trends over the last 12 months. And that'll include some of the past few months, you know, during the coronavirus as well. And that'll give you ideas of what's growing in popularity and what's decreasing. You can do the same with Google Trends as well. And when you do this, you'll get feedback on what's growing on a day-by-day basis, because Google Trends can do hourly or daily, weekly, monthly, whatever you want. And then on Google Trends, you can also see what's trending and what's hot right now. These will all give you ideas of the type of content that's working. The other thing that I want you to do is go into your Google Analytics and look at what's been the most popular over the last 30 days and compare that to the previous 30 days, that'll also give you some ideas of what's working right now versus what was working before.
Yeah. And I think a couple other tools that you can use, you can definitely use Twitter search feature. I often find the trends are really helpful. I've actually been using Twitter quite a bit more than the other social networks. Actually, I've dialed it back. I actually deleted it off my phone, but I get a lot of my news from Twitter. And Ahrefs is good because they have a content explorer section and you can see kind of what's trending. Very similar to that, BuzzSumo actually keeps up with the trends as well. So combining these together, you're going to be able to, you know, be equipped to, well, be in the know in terms of other types of content to create. And Neil, to my first point, you actually did something on your blog post around coronavirus, correct?
I did something around coronavirus. This was when it happened really early to let people know not to freak out about their traffic. And I broke down what industries were decreasing and increasing and how much buys while some conversion data. Funny enough, it was probably one of my most popular posts in the last 12 months. Didn't have any intention of that. The post didn't generate any revenue, of course, because there was nothing to really pitch in there, but more so to keep people at ease because they're like, oh, my traffic's dying. Get Google up. And I'm like, no, this is external factors because this is something that most of us have never been through. Technically, probably all of us haven't been through. And yeah, it did really well. But the problem with those data-rich posts is it's really hard to create them and not everyone will. Another option for you is if you see other people creating these data-rich posts, you can use tools like Infogram and Canva and turn it into infographic, cite them as your source, put it on your website, hit up all the people that linked to original source and shared it and ask them to share your content and link to it. And you'll find that you'll do quite well doing that as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, coming back to earlier, like Neil and I normally don't talk about mindset that much, but if you think about people's psychology right now, ultimately, you think about Maslow's hierarchy, people want to survive right now. That's the most important thing. So, you know, when people are worrying about their marketing, they're probably working in advertising or, you know, they rely a ton on advertising or SEO, right? So they want to worry about how to protect their business because that ties in with their livelihood and that ties in with their employees' livelihood. Now, you know, for the survival blog that I have, when we're looking at the traffic, when we look at some of the things that we have been creating content-wise, it's basically what everyone's looking for. They want tactics on survival. They're looking for specific equipment. They want reviews as well. So because of that, not saying anybody's trying to take advantage, but knowing what people are looking for right now and creating it at the right time, well, that's going to allow you to thrive in terms of your content creation.
And during this time, you don't want to write content too much in advance and schedule it out because things are changing so drastically. You want to be able to play it by the day. And what I mean by that is if you're one who likes planning, that's fine, but be willing to change around which content you publish on each day, depending on what you think may do well during that time. And if you don't schedule too much in advance, you know, look a few days beforehand and write on what's working there. Because yes, there's still volatility, but not as much as there was during the early days of the coronavirus.
Well, I mean, I don't know about you, but I basically stopped posting as much to Instagram because it's like, you kind of have to be aware of, you know, the stuff that you're posting, make sure it's not tone deaf. So I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm being more careful on what I post because I don't want to be too aggressive. Not necessarily even because the things I post aren't related to coronavirus, but still, I just want to be sensitive and not post anything that could potentially offend anyone, even though it's about marketing or whatnot.
All right, so that is it for today. And hope you guys stay safe. Leave us a review. Just say anything to us at all. And then, yeah, I hope to see you guys tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.